on the airwaves. All you have to do, dial in toll-free. It's the live Saturday edition. We are here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. And when I say we, I mean Ian.
And Mark.
And once again, 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here. Okay, you can bring up whatever you want. That's the point of the show. Of course, we always come to the table with something to discuss with you. And it's been a while since we've talked about old Sheriff Joe. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the self-styled toughest sheriff in America. In my opinion, probably one of the worst sheriffs in America. Though it's hard to say because there are so many sheriffs, it would be impossible to really be able to assess each one of them unless you wanted to put a whole lot of time and effort into it. But as far as the sheriffs that get national press, this guy is...
One of the things you never hear about sheriffs is, I'm the one who's the best on civil liberties. Like, nobody ever says that about a sheriff.
And certainly Joe Arpaio does give a flip about civil liberties. For those of you who don't know about Joe Arpaio, I'll give you a little bit of background. He has been in office for a long time. In fact, I believe he is running for his sixth term.
Somebody must like him.
And I'm not sure how long terms are. I think they may be 4 years down there, but I'm not clear on that. He's in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and he is a sick man. He has taken peaceful people off the streets for things like immigration or drugs or some other non-crime that doesn't actually involve a victim, and has filled his jail to the point where he had to build more jail space. But I guess he, you know, couldn't get the budget for building a whole new jail, so he decided to just expand with tents and created what is called Tent City, a place where people get to stay in the harsh Arizona desert.
And I'm not sure that, this part that I'm going to talk about here is entirely Sheriff Joe's fault, but let's remember that every one of these people, the vast majority, I should say, of these people are innocent. Why do I know they're innocent? Because they haven't received a trial yet. And you're innocent until proven guilty in this country. So the idea that they lock people up and then they need to get some money from them for whatever reason, especially, you know, violation of probation and things like that, they tend to lock folks up for. And like you said, most of these people, they're not in there for hurting anybody. They're not in there for doing anything, like stealing someone's property. They haven't affected anyone but themselves. They'll be either immigration or drugs or something like that. So why not put an ankle bracelet and send them home?
Well, because they're dollar signs for Sheriff Joe. When you're operating in jail,
the federal government gives matching funds or something like that when it comes to keeping people in jail.
Well, whether it's the federal government, I don't know if it's true the federal government is paying to keep people in jail here in Fisher County. I know that the feds send prisoners to this jail, and they pay for each prisoner that they're having imprisoned as a federal prisoner. But I have not heard that they're paying 50% of the cost that it takes to keep somebody in jail, just a regular person who's not on federal charges. I haven't heard that. If you know more, feel free to enlighten us at 855-450-FREE. But people in a jail means a bigger budget, typically, in most places.
Certainly, the taxpayers have to pay for it, if nothing else. In one way or the other, the taxpayer pays for it.
Right, and of course, it's absolutely ludicrous to believe that drugs are off the streets in Phoenix, Arizona. So
it's not working.
As we pointed out, putting people in a jail cell for putting a chemical or a plant in their pocket or in their body is not solving that problem. It's not helping people get better. In fact, if you lock somebody up in a jail cell who has a drug problem, it just makes things worse for them because now they have a drug problem still, and they also have no more home to live in or a job to go to. Because when you take somebody away from their life and put them in jail, it kind of screws all that stuff up. So you've got this Joe Arpaio character. He's the sheriff of Maricopa County, and he has been entrenched. I mean, people down there love this guy, some people. A lot of other folks, there's an independent media publication down there, and I'm spacing out on what they're called at the moment, but they do a real good job of keeping an eye on Sheriff Joe and really calling him out and they do a really good job of that. So there are some people down there that are definitely on the right side of things and are opposed to Sheriff Joe. But he keeps getting reelected. So somebody really likes this whole tough-on-crime thing as though, again, it has stopped crime. As though his being tough on people arrested for marijuana or some other drug is somehow stopping crime. It's not. But let's talk about what's going on with Sheriff Joe right now. Because according to Salon.com, he is having a tough time. says here his world is crumbling with fresh calls for Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio to face a federal criminal trial. Many are predicting the end of his controversial career. What few people realize outside metropolitan Phoenix is how much Arpaio's world has already fallen apart around him. One by one, Arpaio's closest allies have been forced from power or severed support, leaving the combative 79-year-old sheriff, 79, seeking his sixth term, increasingly isolated and vulnerable as emboldened foes sharpen their attacks. The latest Arpaio political supporter to fall is former Maricopa County attorney Andrew Thomas, who was disbarred on April 10th for engaging in unethical conduct to intimidate and smear his and Arpaio's political adversaries. Now, maybe for those of you who have listened to the show for a while, you may remember a news story that we did about Joe Arpaio and his thugs actually going into the city building and raiding their files. Like, literally holding the city employees hostage while they came in and raided the city's files. Like, this guy doesn't even get along with the bureaucrats in his own organization, or at least that are ancillary to his organization.
They're bad. He's the best sheriff in the country. They must be bad.
Yeah, and it's like the
and
stuff...
And he's chasing after Obama, making because he knows what's up with the birth certificate, too.
Oh, I've heard that there are people touting him for that.
Yeah.
So I guess he's a hero to some people because of that. Nobody cares about Sheriff Joe.
I mean, if he's got the goods in Obama, let's lay him out.
Well, okay, whatever. But you know, let's focus on Obama rather than focus on the human rights abuses, right?
Sure.
So you've got this guy who's basically dehydrating people. The Tent City, there have been people who have died, I believe, or come close to dying because they didn't have access to water out in Tent City or the appropriate water that they needed. They're feeding people the absolute lowest of the low quality food that you possibly can. Arpaio brags about how he spends 40 cents per meal down there. So he's bragging about how cheap. How little he's spending.
Right. I mean, if you want to spend less on feeding inmates, let them go.
Right.
Put ankle bracelets on them and let them stay at home until they're found guilty. Remember, they're innocent until proven guilty. If you've got a problem with how slow the judicial system is, I'm with you. But why in the world does the average taxpayer have to pay to keep these people in jail? And if you think that you can mount an effective defense from inside of a jail cell, you're wrong. I mean, you know, putting somebody in jail is just a way to make poor people plead out.
Yeah, it's hard enough at
this point, and this is probably something that the vast majority of listeners don't know, more than 99%, I guess I should say, fewer than 1% of cases get brought to trial. Why do you suppose that is? It's because people do a cost-benefit analysis in their head and say, well, you know, I mean, obviously the police aren't so efficient that they're only, less than 1% wrong. Who thinks that? So they're doing a cost-benefit analysis in their head and saying, this isn't worth it. I'm just going to plead out. I'd rather go to jail than be, or rather be in prison than here.
It's bad enough being in jail here in Cheshire County, where the jail library is an absolute joke, but I can't imagine being in jail at Tent City. That sounds absolutely horrific. Anyway, a stinging 247-page opinion written by a 3-member Arizona State Supreme Court disciplinary panel supporting the disbarment of this county attorney, this buddy of Joe Arpaio's. They wrote a 247-page opinion saying that there was beyond a reasonable doubt, they concluded that Thomas, the attorney, had violated federal civil rights laws.
Now, I can only imagine the amount of evidence they must have had to actually find one of the government bureaucrats guilty of something.
Well, hold on a second, Mark. He hasn't actually been charged with anything.
Just let go.
Right. He has, there's been a stinging opinion written, 247 page, but it hasn't been stinging enough to bring about any criminal charges against this guy. So he has been disbarred, which means he can no longer be the county attorney because he's not an attorney anymore. But while Thomas hasn't been criminally charged, the opinion made it crystal clear that his unethical and allegedly illegal conduct was the result of his unholy collaboration. Those are words from the opinion. With Arpaio, also a Republican, to use their law enforcement powers to retaliate against critics. If you are a critic of Joe Arpaio, in the media or in public somehow, they're going to figure out a way to come after you. 855-453, but more about how his world is crumbling. And if you think Arpaio is somehow a good guy, I'd love to hear from you. 855-453.
Get in the zone!
Paying close attention to your brakes can keep a small problem from getting worse. And the experts at AutoZone say it's important to check the entire system. That means you should regularly inspect your brake pads as well as rotors and hardware and replace any component that's worn. It's the right way to maintain brake performance and maximize pad life. Stay ahead of a brake problem before it starts with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. Your toll-free number for you to bring up whatever you want, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website,
freetalklive.com is the place to go. Lots of features there await you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com, see them, and if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Raja Mojo, the liberty-oriented rock and roll band that we've been talking about for a couple of months here on Free Talk Live, would like to thank everybody who has gone and listened to their songs at YouTube and downloaded their songs at cdbaby.com. I went over there and downloaded the songs. It was really easy. It cost me $3.16 to get all four of their songs. And all the folks that have driven them up the charts. And if you want to promote liberty-oriented music, you still have the opportunity. Go to cdbaby.com. Buy some of Raja Mojo's songs there. It's R-A-J-A. M-O-J-O, Raja Mojo at cdbaby.com.
All right, so we'll continue here. There's news over at Salon.com about Joe Arpaio, the self-styled toughest sheriff in America, who, in my opinion, is probably the worst sheriff in America. He doesn't care about your liberty. He is not interested in human rights. He has Tent City, which is renowned for just treating people like garbage. These are human beings, and they... Some of them, yes, did something wrong. Some of the people in his jail certainly are violent people. But I don't think that means that they should be forced to sit out in the hot desert sun and possibly die of dehydration and eat moldy, rotting bologna and other food that is just absolute bottom-of-the-barrel garbage. I mean, if you want to turn somebody's life around, maybe you should treat them with a little bit more, I don't know, humanity. Isn't that the purpose behind corrections, is to correct somebody's behavior?
Well, the reason they got rid of, you know, the reason they don't use rehabilitation is because, you know, they're just going to use the term correction. They don't believe in rehabilitation.
Remember, we're talking about a jail here, not a prison. So Arpaio is not running a place where people who are serious, violent, dangerous criminals are going to stay some time. Prisons usually hold the most violent people for the longest period of time. Jails hold people that are, you know, violations, misdemeanors, things like that. They're in for typically less than a year in most places. I would say that's an accurate statement. So let's go to you and your thoughts. There's more here from Salon, but I want to get you out there and get your thoughts on this, especially if you're somebody that thinks Sheriff Joe is somehow doing good work. Let's go to Adam listening in South Carolina, Charleston's WSC-FM. Hey, Adam.
How are y'all doing today?
Yes, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I'd like to say I only get y'all a show one night a week, which kind of stinks. I'd rather listen to y'all Monday through Friday than Michael Savage, who's kind of a wacko. But as far as the sheriff goes, from what I understand, I think he's doing a fantastic job. He's making jail a miserable place to be, which keeps people from wanting to go there. Now, I understand they're not going to necessarily serve long periods of time there, such as prisons, but at the same time, you still have the same people before they go to prison. They have to go to jail. That's the intermediate step in between.
Have you ever been to jail?
It's not a correctional facility. Have I ever been there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to spend 8 hours there for playing poker in South Carolina.
So you were in a South Carolina jail. Was it Charleston?
Yeah.
So what was it like for the 8 hours?
It was kind of crappy.
Did you have to post a bond?
A bunch of retards.
Did you have to post a bond, or did they give you an ROR?
No, I got a PR bond.
Now, imagine for a second that you didn't get a bond, didn't get a PR bond, but you had, you had to pay some money, and you didn't have the money to pay. Do you think that your life would have been better and you would have learned more if you would have stayed?
No, but I definitely don't want to go back, and it was a crappy one. I'd hate to go back to a really crappy one like he
absolutely. Now, hey, there's no doubt about it. But let's not forget
here. Baloney. I mean, and that's 5-10 years of people consistently saying that over and over. But it's been proven over and over again that he doesn't run it that way. What he does is he gives you a really crappy meal that gets basic sustenance, and it's a place you don't want to be.
So let me
now,
see if I've got this.
You can only rehab people so much in a short period of time.
Hold on a second, Adam. I just want to understand, as somebody who spent time in jail, do you feel like you would have, would it have been a better time, a more learning experience for you if they'd shackled you to the wall and hung you from, some sort of suspension and just generally made your time there absolute hell? I mean, would that have helped you?
Well, you're comparing apples to orangutans there, because that's not what's happening. Well, no, I'm just asking
you. You're taking the position that Jarapayo's jail is better because it's more harsh than the average jail. And I'm asking would you have been more dissuaded from playing poker in the future if you had been forced to sit out in the hot sun and been dehydrated and been treated like garbage?
In the 8 hours I spent there, I ran into a bunch of people that all thought they were law professors, and a bunch of them thinking that congregating with one another, saying how they can beat each other's charges and all this other stuff. What you find is you get a bunch of people together that they just make smarter criminals. Let's make it more harsh for them so that way they don't want to be there at all.
So you do think that you should... I didn't get an answer out of you, though. I mean, you feel like you should have been treated more harshly then in jail.
Do I feel like I could have been treated more harshly?
You should. Should you have been treated more harshly?
No. Well, let's get this under understanding real quick as well. I agree with you that there are a lot of rules and restrictions in this country that shouldn't be there. There's a lot of laws on the book that should not be there. We're not in a disagreement there. But say somebody beats up a member of your family, or robs a member of your family, or rapes or murders a member of your family.
That's the purpose of jail. Hold on. There's an entirely different situation here.
No, you know.
Look, 92% of the people in federal prison are not in there for a violent crime. So therefore, you're pulling out the 8%, shaking it around like it's doing something. Now, let's be abundantly clear. The majority of these people haven't raped, killed, murdered, or stole anything. They're in there for drug. They're in there for VOP. I mean, I was in prison with a guy that was in there for riding around without a motorcycle helmet because he was on probation. People get locked up for all kinds of crazy stuff. The thing we need to also consider is that everybody who's in jail, the vast majority of people in Sheriff Joe's jail haven't done anything wrong. They are not guilty. They are innocent. Yes, I do, because they haven't been convicted by a jury of their peers. Once they're convicted by a jury of their peers, that's when they become guilty in this country where we have the rule of law.
You said they didn't do anything wrong.
No, I said that they were not guilty, and then I corrected myself after saying not guilty to innocent.
Are you saying they aren't innocent? You can't have a conversation if you're talking at the same time.
Calm down.
I'm just saying they're innocent.
You guys can't have a conversation if you're talking at the same time. It's sad to listen to this, Adam, because, you know, as somebody who spent time in jail, I would think that you would have a better grasp on how it works. When you get arrested, you get taken to jail.
Most of the people in jail are idiots. I have to agree with that.
When you get arrested, you get taken to jail, and that's where you sit unless you can come up with the money for the bond or unless you happen to get released on recognizance. So there are plenty of people sitting in every jail in this country right now who have not been convicted of anything yet. They're awaiting trial. So those people are sitting in Joe Arpaio's jail, plus all the people that have never heard anybody else who have been convicted of nonsense, and you agreed there's a bunch of nonsense laws, but yet here you are advocating for the most harsh jail conditions as possible. There's a huge disconnect there. Huge.
Well, here's the problem that I have is I don't believe giving them cable television and air conditioning is going to change any one of their lives into, I got cable TV and I got air conditioning. I don't want to do this to them.
Thanks for the call, Adam. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. What about compassion? Maybe they would change their lives.
Lots of jails have air conditioning. It doesn't make people want to come back.
Maybe it would change their lives better if people cared about these folks rather than treating them like dirt. It's Free Talk Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can. At at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Plus, a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
And you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number here for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can join us over on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook. Head over to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up there for free.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They've got all the name brands, and they've got them at rates you probably haven't been able to find on the internet, especially collected in one place. It's ManVentureOutpost.com. I've got a couple of good friends that are big outdoors enthusiasts, and they were stunned by the low prices at ManVentureOutpost.com. And they're members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and they're family-owned and operated. And you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com. It's coupon code FTL at ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, we've been discussing Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the self-styled toughest sheriff in America, and some of the human rights violations that he is engaging in, specifically Tent City, the conditions in which he is keeping human beings. And there was a guy just on the phone a moment ago who was basically advocating, Adam from South Carolina, who was saying, you know, Sheriff Joe's got it right. We need to make sure these jails are as uncomfortable and as nasty and as undesirable as possible because we really want to punish these people and teach them a lesson.
Well, okay, so
does that work?
I, I used to have this attitude, this crime and punishment attitude. And for one, the first thing that maybe Adam and I would agree on, because he did, you know, sort of back off a little bit in his statement that there's too many laws and that kind of thing, is that the vast majority of people who are in jail shouldn't be in jail. If you're not a danger to the rest of the world and a danger, a flight danger, then you shouldn't be in jail.
Absolutely.
Those are the only purposes of jail. Jail is a place in America where we keep innocent people. Please remember this. That's what it's for. We're not talking about prison here. Prisons is a place in America where we keep guilty people.
Well, people in jail can sometimes be guilty.
There are times, but I'll bet you in Joe Arpaio's prison, if you are convicted, you are probably an orderly or trustee, and therefore you get better treatment. Now, the vast majority of people who are out in Tent City wearing pink underwear in the 120 degree sun are innocent because they haven't been convicted.
Well, you don't know. You're speculating on that.
I've been in more jails in more times than the most of the people that are listening, yourself included.
That's fine.
Okay? And I'm just telling you how they generally operate. Very few people in jail, as a percentage, small percentage of people are convicted. Most of them are awaiting trial.
Okay. All right.
So now you go on, and once we start saying, let's take the bad people, the people that are dangerous and the people that are a flight risk, and put them into a place like jail, and that way we can hope we can turn them around. I think that as a penitentiary, that it's a place for penance, that's true to some extent until that person reaches a point for themselves, and there's no way for the system to know this point. And this is why I think that there's a problem with taking bad people, putting them together with other bad people in a bad place and treating them badly and then expecting to release them
to be good
seems a little misguided to me. And here's the reason. Yes, that moment until they feel that level of penance, and then they become bitter because, well, they've reached the level of penance. They've been penitent for quite some time, and now what's that penance doing for them? Nothing. They're still going to do their time no matter how much penance they feel. So that's when they become embittered towards the other inmates, towards the officers, towards the government, towards everyone. And then you've created a worse criminal. Why? Because you've taken the criminal, put him around other criminals. I learned how to hotwire a Ford while I was in prison.
And do home invasions.
It was a bank robberies. Some guy gave instructions on these things. I mean, I learned all these things within the first few months.
Didn't you
months.
Say that it was in jail that guys were going in as the police in a home invasion?
Right. They would always yell police before they did home invasions. So I guess that's a tactic.
Let's continue here with your thoughts. I think this whole punishment mentality, it misses the mark. And it's typical in America. I think I probably held these same viewpoints at one time in the past as well, because that's what we're all raised on. You do something bad, you get you get punished. But what if it were different? What if instead of just sitting in a cage being treated like garbage, you actually had to make good? What if you actually had to make the victim whole again? Because when you're sitting in that cage, if somebody commits a real crime and actually hurts somebody or steals something or whatever, they've actually created a victim. Sitting in a cage doesn't help the victim. That person sitting in the cage doesn't make the victim whole again, or as close to whole as possible. Obviously, we're talking about murder or rape. You can't really completely be whole in those instances, but you could be at least restituted to some extent. And certainly theft can be restituted in most cases, unless we're talking about, the Clockman diamond or some sort of one size thing that can't be found anywhere else that's special to you, your grandmother gave it to you, or something like that.
Yeah, most people have a price for something that's been stolen from them.
Right. So instead of that person sitting in a cage, maybe they could work off what they did wrong. Maybe they could make payments to you and be productive not only for society but also produce in that they're paying back their victims. That would seem to be the most effective way to get real justice, where the victim is actually made as close to whole as possible and the individual who has done the wrong is given the opportunity to make a better life for themselves rather than just sitting in a cage. But let's go back to you and your thoughts here. Jim is listening in Northern Michigan to WBCK in Battle Creek. Hey, Jim.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, first off, you both admit that you've spent some time in jail.
Sure. I mean, welcome to America.
Ian's been in for civil disobedience.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Got all the information you need, huh?
If you would have had known that you would have gone to a place like that, you might have a second thought about breaking the law.
Well, first of all, the law that I broke was I stood in front of a police car as they were attempting to kidnap a peaceful young lady from the local park here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I knew that there was a possibility that jail time would come out of that. And one of the reasons I moved to Keene, New Hampshire was because the jail here is not Tent City. It is not one of the scariest places in the world. So basically, I'm here because the jail is a better choice here, because they treat people more humanely. I would not want to take the same risks that I am currently taking. And a lot of people would say that civil disobedience is a really important factor to why it is we're here with the, you know, the rights that we still have today, because people were willing to stand up and face jail and possibly go to a cage because of standing up for what they believe in. So, I think it's pretty important for people to stand up for what they believe in and not be starved to death as a result of that, don't you?
These guys aren't being... I don't know the full story behind this thing, but, I mean, you guys sound like you're being one-sided. I guess I'm going to start out. 24 years in the military, and I'm still in the military. I've been deployed to Iraq, 2005. I spent most of my year in Iraq in a tent. Okay, so now you're talking about conditions about a jail person, someone that has broken the law, and your U.S. dollars are sending your soldiers to protect this country.
You think you were protecting the country in Iraq?
You've got to be kidding me.
Okay, guys. All right. So
You in the military, sir, have not protected me one bit. You, by being in the military and going and doing what politicians tell you to do, people like George Bush and Barack Obama, you have put me in greater danger, Jim.
Okay. So now, if we didn't have the military here, who's going to protect your front door?
Well, the military
was protecting
my front door. You were just saying
I'm talking about our homeland, okay?
How many Iraqis attacked the United States?
How many Afghanis, for that matter?
How many, if we were not here...
I'm not saying the United States military should go away. I'm saying the United States military should protect me from enemies foreign and domestic. And frankly, I believe that many of the people in Washington, D.C. are enemies domestic.
Jim, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You're out in a tent by choice, dude. And you've got plenty of water and plenty of food.
They're spending a lot of money to air condition those tents
in
Afghanistan, too. I mean,
I think the
diesel fuel is $200 a gallon.
Halliburton's bringing over all kind of water and food for you. So, it's not the same at all. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Hi,
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Toll free, live Saturday edition of the program. Here with you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
1-855-450-FREE is the number. Lines are loaded. 855-450-3733. If you're on hold, be patient. We will get to you and your thoughts. We've been discussing jail conditions. Joe Arpaio, the psycho sheriff out of Phoenix. We'll continue with your calls in moments.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Do you know that they're having a conference? You can meet fellow entrepreneurs, investors, engineers, ocean law experts, maritime professionals, and other forward-thinking individuals and discover where you fit in to the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. You can they're going to have it from May the 31st through June the 2nd at La Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. If you're out on the West Coast, this is the place to be. There are special rates for students of the press. You can get use promo code FTL at seasteading.freetalklive.com to get an additional discount. It's seasteading.freetalklive.com. Special rate for Free Talk Live listeners at seasteading.freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we bring you the website for free and all the features there are free, well, you can help support the show on a voluntary basis by shopping with us. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll link into Amazon. We've got different Amazons for different countries there, so there's Amazon UK, Amazon US, Amazon Canada. Just click on the one that's right for you, and then Free Talk Live will get a portion of your purchase price. You're getting the same great Amazon deals and selection that you're used to, and Free Talk Live is getting a cut when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. So just start your shopping there, shop.freetalklive.com. Right back to the phones and the fun. Let's talk to Bill listening in Virginia to WNIS. Hey, Bill.
Thank you all for having me on. I want to tell you that I agree with y'all pretty much 85-90% of the time. I mean,
that's pretty good.
I vote Republican across the board, and I really, you know, have become a constitutionalist and seen. And if I could, you know, throw it in there. First of all, I agree with you on a lot of things that Sheriff Arpaio is doing. You know that yes, he's under investigation. You know, by the feds, and that it's obvious that there are people in there. I mean, I'm a guy you're talking to. I got 4, 5, 6 misdemeanors, you know, and DUIs, driving on suspension. I live in Virginia. I've had a concealed carry permit for 20 years. I'm no felon. And I shove it down their throat every chance I get. I live through a restraining order, you know, but I'm not in jail or anything like that. And you know, those things. I had two DUIs 20 years ago, and I got a DUI a year ago. And after being through a marriage, I know it was a really bad thing to happen to me, and I'm trying to learn my lesson.
Do you think you would have learned your lesson better had you spent time in the middle of the desert, being, you know, basically tortured, not being able to access the appropriate amount of water?
Well, you don't want me to go there because, I mean, if it was in the desert or whatever, I mean, no, I mean, this was years ago, you know, when I was 20. I'm 45 now, and, I mean, you know, you can call it what you want. I mean, I have, you know, three DUIs, and two of them were 20 years ago, and it was a year ago. I'm dealing with it and trying to get on with life. But by the same token, I see what is going on, you know, right there, and I will agree with you, you know, on what you're saying on a whole big scale, that there are people in there being held that shouldn't be being held for 3 months waiting on a trial because, you know, they were driving down the road, they don't have the money to get out of jail, and they threw a joint out the door, you know, or there was a roach in the ashtray. I'll be the first one to say that. By the same token, I will say that if you cannot produce American documentation as a citizen, your butt should be deported. And this is the problem that, you know, the feds are not doing
their
job.
How do you prove, hold on, let me stop you there. Can you prove you're a citizen?
Yes, sir.
How?
I certainly can. I had a birth certificate from Newport News, Virginia, 1966.
Whoa, hold on. What's the definition of citizen?
Well, the definition of citizen is someone who was born here.
No. Nope. Actually, if you look at the definition
property.
Of citizen.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry?
Oh, or born on American property.
Nope. That's not the definition of citizen.
Okay.
Let me give you the definition. You can check me. It's in, law dictionaries and regular dictionaries, so I'm not, you know, playing some legal game here. The definition of a citizen is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. Is that right, Mark?
That's the definition.
So do you understand what that means? You owe a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. Meaning,
to the United States government.
Right, or to whichever government of which you're a citizen. So, meaning that you will do as they tell you in return for them protecting you, right? That's the supposed deal of citizenship.
I have to agree with you 80 or 90%. I also have to disagree with the last caller who's worried about whose front door he's protecting. What we should worry about is, and I'm with you, what we should worry about is why Homeland Security just got 40 caliber bullets and, you know, 250 some million 223 bullets, and you
sure,
all
they've
know
also got this re-education camp thing
that.
Planned. But hold on, there was a point I was getting to on this whole citizen thing. So now that you know what a citizen is, you still have to prove that you are one, right? So you could say, well, I have a duty of allegiance, and they have an obligation to protect me. But that's where you'd be wrong, because the government doesn't have an obligation to protect you. No government has an obligation, at least in this country, to protect you. The feds, state, local governments, Supreme Court has ruled over and over again. Go ahead, Google no obligation to protect. Look at the first three results. You'll find court case after court case where the Supreme Court has made it clear that they have no obligation to protect you whatsoever. So therefore, there are no citizens. Sorry to break the bad news to you.
If you're absolutely right, and I mean what you just said, there's no argument here. Let's just think about one thing. If this president is reelected and he gets one more appointment to the Supreme Court, you're not going to have to worry about protecting yourself because the Second Amendment is going to be gone.
I don't know. I mean, what kind of moves has he made against the Second Amendment in his first term?
Well, selling guns to Mexico? I mean, and Bush is probably doing that too. You know, I just talked to a returning Air Force MP the other day. I asked him, he was from Afghanistan. I looked at him, I said, how are the poppy fields doing? And the guy looked at me, and he's reserved. He just got back, and this is the second one in 4 months, and I know you can't substantiate this. I said, how are the poppy fields? He goes, that's no longer part of our mission. We're in the drug business. We're in the gun business. We're definitely losing respect, and I'm telling you what's going to happen. Civil unrest is coming here.
Well, I can tell you whether or not Obama wins or Mitt Romney wins, it's not going to change a damn thing.
Not
going to
change
anything. Hey, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. So I wanted to make sure we got that citizen thing out real clear.
Well, I'm going to have to agree with the caller. I think we'd be better off in the world if we just brought the military back. Now, I have a problem with the protecting our borders mantra because
I think that free people should be able to cross borders of free countries freely. And I always am concerned, what is somebody's concern here? Do they think that people coming from Mexico are committing crimes? Not the crime of crossing some imaginary line in the sand. I mean, real crimes, harming people, stealing their stuff. Do they think that they're stealing our jobs? Because the evidence from an economic standpoint shows that they're not stealing our jobs.
Parasitic job-eating Mexicans.
Right. I mean, there's all kinds of underlying concerns that people have about illegal immigrants. My concern is that if I was born on the other side of that dirt, and this is where the good jobs were, and this is how I could raise my family the best, this is where I would want to be. And as a Mexican citizen, it's very, very, very difficult to be able to come across the border and live in the United States.
Mark, I'd bet you that the Mexican Supreme Court has determined that they have no obligation to protect their so-called citizens
that's true
either.
Too.
So there probably aren't any Mexican citizens.
Well, I understand. The term citizen does mean something to people.
It does. Really, and they don't really know what it means.
They don't know what it means. It
right.
means that the government claims to own you. That's what it means.
Right. Citizen's really just a new term for serf.
Yeah.
It's just a nicer term for serf. It doesn't have all the same baggage. And they don't really want to call you subject anymore
subject,
either.
Yeah, that's a term that used to be used even in
it's used
United
in
States.
New Hampshire. If you look at we're here in New Hampshire. If you look at New Hampshire statutes, it calls you subject. The police everywhere, almost everywhere, call people subjects, not suspect. Subjects. 855-453. Why do you think that is? I actually had a chance to ask a cop that when I was...
Kind of sounds conspiratorial to me.
When I was on trial, I had a cop had a chance to ask a cop that, and he didn't have any idea. I don't think there's a conspiracy involved. It's certainly not at the lower levels, but the word means something, doesn't it? I mean, the people that write laws...
The subject of a sentence, that subject isn't being...
The subject of the government is the term, the way the term is used here in New Hampshire. And the people that write laws are very, very particular about the words that they use. These
they
are lawyers.
They're laws.
In a lot of cases. And so, the word subject means something. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. We've got Chris listening in San Jose. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
Yeah, I wanted to say that, you don't put someone in jail that is a country club. You make it as unpleasant as possible. I'm into jail for something I didn't even do. And it was unpleasant. You don't put TVs with cable TV and air conditioning.
Well,
the people want to go back.
You want the people in the jail to fight and beat one another up, because having a television set there can kind of calm things down.
A lot of jail guards like television sets because it makes things calmer.
Thanks
Plus, televisions
for the call,
are a great educational
Chris.
Tool. I mean, don't you want people in jail to be educated? It's relatively easy to educate people with a television set.
Having been to jail, I can say that those convicts, they love the TV set.
Mm.
And I don't know what they would do if they didn't have the TV set to watch. They would have to be doing something else, and that might be starting fights or doing who knows what violent activity. We're coming up.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Get in the zone!
Regular oil changes can help you avoid paying more at the pump. And in times like these, that really matters. Clean engines are just more efficient. And now at AutoZone, get a 5-quart oil change jug of Castrol conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Castrol high mileage for a little more. See store for restrictions and details. Stop in today and get more gas saving tips from the experts at AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.